Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. The Reverend Stephen Heimer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our text today is from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, making my prayer with joy, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all, because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all, with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Ministers can sometimes find themselves in unexpected, strange settings for ministry. In today's text, the Apostle Paul has been jailed as an outcome of hostility toward Jesus and his preaching of the gospel. He's had to appeal, and he waits, jailed, awaiting a hearing. There's a long period of his ministry where it seems that he was in and out of incarceration for one reason or another, as the good news of the one true God, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, bumped up against the preferences of a world that was not eager to hear correction, to hear truth, even though that truth was appropriately labeled good news. And Paul is writing this letter to provide an update to the church in Philippi concerning how things are going, how he's doing, and there's encouragement in his message that even some of the guards of the palace are hearing the gospel and becoming better acquainted with the truth of Christianity to combat maybe some rumors and some mixed up understandings, creating a better culture for the gospel in this empire that one day, years later, would officially become Christian. And yet, at this time, Paul was a prisoner. You heard it. The joy and the thanksgiving, the affection that Paul is expressing to his brothers and sisters of Philippi as they had been an encouragement to him, sending a gift, and even sending a man from the congregation to be with him and to be of service to him. St. Paul wrote, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I am sure of this, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. We want everyone around us to receive the truth of Jesus Christ with joy and to find in him resolution to the conflicts that is turmoil for our soul. But it is the case that Jesus tells us to expect trouble in this world, because we're in the world, we're not of the world, and if the world hated him, so much would be the case that we would be hated. And Paul is in the middle of this, and we may find ourselves more and more in the middle of this. And this epistle is an encouragement to us concerning a joy and a sweetness that can come as we live as ministers and as congregations, as pastors and laity, in the gospel, in the ministry, together. The world needs more of the joy and mutual affections that come from that Holy Spirit-empowered partnership in ministry. We enjoy moments of sweetness together, even in hardship and pain, as we labor together in Christ's harvest field. We are, after all, saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves, it's a gift from God. And Jesus gives it. He wants all to have it abundantly, that salvation that the Holy Spirit ignites in those who would hear the gospel. He also declares in that same Ephesians passage that we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works. So seeking out those ways of working together in that harvest field as God fulfills and answers our appeal, our earnest prayer that he would send out laborers into his harvest field. Harold Kuschel writes concerning this passage that the Holy Spirit's work in the Philippians' heart through the gospel had brought them into a wonderful partnership with the apostle and with all other believers. The essence of that partnership, we sometimes also call it fellowship, is mutual, a mutual sharing in the blessings of forgiveness and salvation won by Christ and in the new spiritual life the Holy Spirit creates in sinners' hearts through faith in Christ. He goes on to write, believers who have been brought together into a gospel partnership joyfully give expression to their partnership. They do this in many ways. They worship, they pray, they study God's word together. They joyfully acknowledge one another as brothers and sisters in Christ. They show to one another a special measure of helpfulness and love. They encourage one another in Christian living, and they work together to promote the cause of the gospel in the world. This life of being people in fellowship, people in partnership in the labor of the Lord, I find demonstrated in, for me, a very vivid way as Jesus very famously fed those 5,000, the crowds of people who had chased after him and the disciples seeking learning and truth from Christ. And at the end of the day, the disciples said to Jesus, "Everyone's hungry, send them away so that they can get their food." And Jesus replied, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." And they balked at that prospect at the expense and I think the suddenness of the duty at hand. And there was a child with 5 loaves and 2 fish who offered it up, and Jesus took it and he divided it and he gave it, not directly to all the crowds of 5,000, but he put it in the hands of his disciples. And they passed it out. I wonder, as you know, the minutes went by and the distribution continued, if there were some who were a little bit farther away who hadn't necessarily seen Jesus doing the work of breaking and dividing and handing it, if they might have wanted to give credit to the disciples for that gift of food that did for their bodies what Jesus' words that day had done for their souls. It was Jesus' joy and delight to provide for the crowds by putting the means of satisfaction and health into the hands of his disciples. And he still does that today. As we administer the means of grace near and far, as pastors are called into the work of word and sacrament, and the congregations are co-laborers in making that gathering an open gathering to all who would be ministered to, fed and saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We live in a time where our congregations may feel a little diminished in their capacities, and I pray that we would find that same joy of partnership as members do the work of it, support and setting and ministering according to their vocations throughout the week and in congregational settings, and as pastors are renewed in their joy through that collaboration. Some people ask, what can we do for our pastors to encourage them? One thing, show up to hear the word that is preached, to receive the absolution for the sins that are confessed with faith in Jesus Christ, to receive the Lord's Supper. There's no more encouraging thing than for the gifts of God to be delivered. And to maybe even on a Saturday say, hey, is there a crisis that maybe I can take care of as a member of this church? May the Lord guide and inspire us in our vocations to rejoice as collaborators together, the people of God, the body of Christ, equipped by the Holy Spirit in particular ways of His choosing for the work of the Lord. May the peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.